Every time, personal development, personal development, personal development, personal development. What exactly does that mean? And how exactly am I supposed to apply that to my life? To be honest, this episode is an anyhow kind of episode. I just got tired of making the process perfect. And I just decided to grab my mic and just talk. Because it's been a while I have done this. It's been a while I have come on here to talk to you people. And I feel like there's this freeing experience or freeing feeling that comes with me speaking my mind and speaking my truth. I've not done that in such a long time. And so bear with me if this is a little bit unorthodox or entirely different from what you're used to on this particular podcast. If you're new here, welcome back. My name is Favor Ojika and you are welcome to the Favor Ojika podcast. I basically talk about everything self-development, and also about my lived experiences here in the United States of America. I call myself a global citizen, even though, to be honest, I don't even know where I got that from. I don't know, maybe it's because many people were saying that, and I just felt like, you know, it's a cool thing to say. I feel like each and every day I'm still figuring out exactly what that means, global citizen. Maybe because I feel like I'm not entirely settled in one place in my mind. And I'm going to talk about that in another episode where, you know, just being an immigrant is jarring, for lack of a better word. How being an immigrant kind of messes with your mental health. I think that's a conversation for another day. But in the meantime, I came on here to talk about personal development, or my definition of personal development. And also talk to you guys about a story that I shared with somebody today. So, before I delve into personal development, I want to talk about the story. So I was in a meeting today and we were just talking randomly about sports, and I think one thing that came to my head when they mentioned hockey was one of the jobs that I did on campus as a student, where I was working for the catering department. And in that job, it was mostly events, so we were responsible for like setting up, tearing down, and everything in between. And we were also tending to the private suites for some sponsors, like people in PepsiCo. Those people that kind of rent the suites, they would obviously need food to watch the games because they are kind of the school sponsors. And so we from the catering department will have to like cater to them, you know, make sure that they have their snacks, their waters, their foods, whatever it is that they ordered for that suite is literally what we give them. So while we are doing everything in between, tending to their needs, after we've set up, we also get an opportunity to like watch the game as well. Maybe not watch the game, but like experience the game, experience the thrill, experience people yelling and screaming and hollering and just immersing themselves in the experience of hockey. Now, I don't know the rules of hockey. I've never played hockey before in my life. Imagine me, a Nigerian girl, still trying to figure out what the heck is going on with her life, experiencing this game of hockey for the first time, or many of first, because after a while I got used to it and I did this job for a while. So there's this one song they usually play towards the end of the game, and it became a staple between me and my partner, the girl I was working with. It's Sweet Caroline, pum pum pum, goodbyes never seem so good, so good, so good, so good. And at first I was just like, what is doing this once? Like at first when I started hearing those songs, like I was just like, wow, this is actually weird. Like, ndocha, eh? Yeah, that's why people are very, very interesting. But after a while, it became a staple. Like I said, I got used to it. I didn't think too much about the game because in my head, I was just like, oh, it's something you do. But after a while, I got to understand why people appreciated it so much, because they would come with their family, they come with their friends, they had their sons playing, they had their friends playing, they had their grandkids playing. So they will come and just immerse themselves in those games. It was your equivalent of going to like a big Vikings game in the cities, but the only difference is obviously it's school and I guess it's like more family oriented kind of. Yeah, again, I might be reading too much meanings into this, but for me, it was just a different experience. And I didn't understand it at first, but after a while, I just got with it. I would always look forward to that song towards the end of the games. I would always laugh and feel good, even if it's just for a moment. Like, it was a perfect escape. Like, imagine standing on your feet for 6, 7, 8 hours. Right? Shoot, now that I think about it, I did lose a lot of weight that period, which was good. Now I have to literally force myself to stand and sit at my job. This is crazy. Anyways, but yeah, imagine doing that job for a long time. You're stressed, you're tired, you're thinking about your school fees, you're thinking about classes, you're thinking about sleep. Because by the time I'm done with that job, it's usually almost close to midnight, right? And then the next day I come back and I do the same things, usually weekends back to back. But for like a couple of minutes in between, I feel good. You know, there is a familiar feeling of home. And that's because there is that togetherness, even if it's for a little while. And that just makes me feel happy at the time. And yeah, there'll be times where I'm just like, dang, I miss my family. You know, I didn't know I'll miss them this much, but sure, I miss them, you know? And yeah, that was a staple. Now, being a slight adult, because I honestly don't want to remember. I don't want to feel like I'm old, because I'm not old. Shoot, I'm not old. But like, growing up now, it's like I have to consciously create these memories, right? And that brings me to, or that segues me to, the talk of personal development. And I feel like this word personal development can vary and can get to different aspects of life, right? Different areas. So personal development for you can be completely different from what I consider personal development. But the idea is to constantly do something that makes you a better person. That's the idea. I feel like personal development is like looking inward first and just focusing on ways to better yourself, you know? And I feel like if done right, personal development increases your ability to be self-aware. It increases your self-esteem. And if you were to build or learn skills via trying to develop yourself, you achieve that while doing personal development. My own two cents. So like I said, personal development can mean different things to different people, but the idea is just being a better version of yourself. And now, with the story I just told you, even though that was random as hell, the idea is understanding myself enough to not be numb to my environment. Because even though I was young, culture shock, new environment, I was numb to my environment because I was so focused on the other things that were in front of me. I was so focused on survival. I was so focused on, you know, what was in front of me, aka finishing school and every struggle that came with that. Not that it was a bad thing, but I almost forgot that I was still young. I had to, that going through college was an experience. You know, and it was almost like I was numb to that because I was so focused on everything else. And I didn't have any way to personally develop myself. Like, I was not even thinking about that. I was not thinking about the inward work. I was just on the flatline basis and just so focused on that target of finishing, even though it took 4 years, 5 years, everything else was just, I was just numb to it. Looking back now and trying to retrospectively do that work of being very conscious and very aware, I understand now that it's a process. You know, I am learning a lot of things about myself, which is hard. But it's definitely a journey. Anyways, I don't want this podcast to be long because, to be honest, I want to be dropping bites of how I feel. So it's like if I feel a certain way, I will just not think too much about it. I will just do it. If I don't, then that's okay too. I just don't want to stress about content creating because the stress I've carried for a very long time and I just don't do it. And now I'm trying to be more intentional with it. Like if I feel it, I do it. If I don't, I leave it. Like I can't die kind of situation. But thank you guys so much for still rocking with me and still keeping me accountable. And I know I've been doing this for a while, but I've stopped for a while. But I feel like I was slowly getting back to that space of, oh, what's the next thing? What's the next thing? What's the next thing? That I'm forgetting to constantly do what I've already been doing, you know? So now I'm just like, you know what? Let's just see how this goes again. So this is like my 1 millionth attempt to content create. I hope you guys like it. Leave your comments, share with your friends, tell them to listen to my podcast. If I get the encouragement as much as I was before, I promise you I'll keep going even when I don't feel like it. So please support your girl, okay? Support your girl. And let's keep this going. More stories to come. Yeah, more stories to come. Have a good day and I'll talk to you guys in my next episode. Bye.